a roundup of the main business news from China and elsewhere. This is Global Business.
Coming up on Global Business, stabilizing China-U.S. relations. We'll have the latest on U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's visit to China, where today she spoke with a group of international business leaders. Travel boom as people across China travel to pay respects to their ancestors during the ongoing Qingming Festival. We take a closer look at what this means for tourism and consumption. And Uganda tourism. The East African country says its tourism sector has fully recovered from the pandemic, with arrivals jumping by some 56% in 2023 compared to the previous year. And welcome everyone to Global Business here on CGTN. I'm Michael Wong here in Beijing. We begin with China-U.S. relations, where U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has begun her visit to China in Guangdong Province. Earlier this morning, she attended a roundtable with international business leaders. Ms. Yellen is also expected to meet with senior Chinese officials on economic relations. For the latest on Ms. Yellen's visit to China, I want to bring in our Aaron Liu, who's standing by for us in Guangzhou, the provincial capital of Guangdong. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us. So get us up to speed. Brief us on the meeting agenda for Ms. Yellen today, please.
Thank you, Michael. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen visit China from April 4th to 9th. IOC meet with different kind of representatives, the high-ranking Chinese officials. Zhou said, as the trade and economic cooperation compared with many other U.S. officials, Yellen knows China and must meet China's continuous economic development and efforts to improve bilateral economic trade and address common challenges, as hoped by the business from both sides. And policies business from both countries are very eager to see more cooperation that will reduce uncertainties for investment and trade activities to jointly address common issues globally, like climate change and also trade. And for the next few days, I will be following this news. Please follow me. Thank you.
Okay. Many thanks for that report. Our Aaron Liu for us in Guangzhou. Well, working groups on trade and commerce from China and the United States have held their first vice ministerial level meeting in Washington. Leading the Chinese delegation is Wang Shouwen, a representative for international trade negotiations and vice minister of commerce here in China. Now, Wang met with Marissa Lago, U.S. Undersecretary of Commerce for International Trade. The focus was on the implementation of the important consensus reached at the San Francisco meeting between Presidents Xi Jinping and Joe Biden in their recent phone calls. The two sides agreed to maintain close communication with companies on both sides and jointly support bilateral trade and investment promotion activities. Other areas for cooperation are clean energy technology and women's health. Lago will lead a delegation to China later this year for the second vice ministerial level meeting of the working groups. Well, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's visit to China this year was facilitated by a newly established bilateral mechanism initiated by both countries in September of last year. This mechanism involves two working groups in the economic field with direct reporting lines to Chinese Vice Premier He Lifeng and U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. The China-U.S. Economic Working Group primarily focuses on macroeconomic issues, encompassing not only bilateral concerns, but also addressing emerging market debt challenges. Now, the most recent meeting, marking the third gathering within a short span of just 6 months, took place in early February in China, with plans for another meeting scheduled this month. Similarly, the China-U.S. Financial Working Group follows a high-frequency meeting schedule as well, co-chaired by vice ministerial officials from the People's Bank of China and the U.S. Department of the Treasury. This working group delves into matters concerning financial stability, international payments, and cross-border data exchanges. This bilateral mechanism provides a platform for both countries to address areas of disagreement during regular discussions and collaboratively work towards resolving economic challenges. And Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has met with his Vietnamese counterpart Bui Tan Son in China's Guangxi Zhuang Autonomous Region. And during the meeting held on Thursday afternoon, Wang Yi stressed that China-Vietnam relations achieved rapid development last year, with the top leaders of both parties having jointly announced the establishment of a strategically significant China-Vietnam community with a shared future. Wang Yi also mentioned the various fields that the two countries should focus on. Now, these include strengthening high-level strategic communication, accelerating the alignment of development strategies, continuously expanding cooperation in areas such as the economy, on trade, investment, the digital economy, green development, new energy, and key materials. Bui Tan Son said Vietnam has always regarded China as its top priority and strategic choice in foreign policy, and is willing to maintain close coordination with China, plan high-level exchanges, strengthen party-to-party exchanges, promote connectivity, and facilitate economic cooperation and trade. And still to come here on Global Business. Travel boom as people across China travel to pay respects to their ancestors during the ongoing Qingming Festival. We take a closer look at what this all means for tourism and consumption.
The world economy as we know it is about to change. Global Business reports highlight emerging markets, developing countries, and dynamic sectors worldwide. We feature top analysts and newsmakers to provide perspectives on every facet of business. From an on-the-ground perspective, we provide you with balanced and objective assessments. Fast, sharp, and insightful. Global Business. Only on CGTN.
Well, China experienced a significant rise in domestic trips on the first day of the Qingming Festival holiday, with the number surpassing 297 million on Thursday. The three-day Qingming Festival holiday, which runs from Thursday to Saturday, saw remarkable travel activity. The railway passenger volume was expected to reach 17.5 million trips on Thursday, with an estimated 277 million trips for highways, 600,000 for waterways, and 1.71 million for civil aviation. Over 78,000 inbound travelers from Hong Kong, Macau, and Taiwan were registered at the Zhuhai ports in Guangdong on Thursday. Popular destinations during the holidays included Wuhan, Chengdu, and Xi'an. Well, the first day of the Qingming holiday saw more than 1.5 million passenger trips on domestic flights. That's up nearly a third year-on-year. And this year, several cities previously less known as tourist attractions have gained increasing popularity. Our Sun Yao Tian takes a closer look at some of these emerging tourist destinations and what they're dishing up.
In recent times, the historic city of Tianshui has captivated attention not for its main cultural landmarks, but for a local culinary delight known as mala tang, or spicy hot pot. Bookings for the city's homestays have skyrocketed by over 50 times compared to the same period last year. To meet the enormous demand, large quantities of hot peppers and potatoes are being transported to Tianshui. The daily transportation of these two key ingredients has increased by 50% compared to the peak time of the Spring Festival. Another city gaining fame during the Qingming Festival is Kaifeng. Tourists are enthralled by parades featuring local residents dressed in traditional costumes, reviving the grandeur of the ancient capital during the Song Dynasty. Hotel bookings have surged tenfold compared to last year. In the eastern region of China, the rural district of Lin'an in Hangzhou is attracting urban dwellers with its idyllic scenery and farming activities. Visitors can enjoy the beauty of peach blossoms, indulge in barbecues, and savor the renowned local delicacy of bamboo shoots.
Children will surely enjoy this destination as it offers a wide range of activities. Located just an hour's drive from downtown Hangzhou, the distance is easily manageable and not tiring. Moreover, we have personally experienced the carefree lifestyle of the enchanting peach blossom land, adding to the lure of this place.
In a picturesque village in Ganzhou, Jiangxi Province, visitors are flocking to admire the rural scenery and partake in a tradition of gathering mugwort. They also have the opportunity to savor steam buns and dumplings made with flour infused with mugwort liquid. These delectable treats offer a fresh taste accompanied by the enticing aroma of mugwort. The locals particularly appreciate these dishes for their medicinal properties, which include clearing dampness, removing heat, and strengthening the body. The unique aspect of enjoying these weight-based delicacies with freshly caught shrimp and snails from the nearby pond adds to the culinary experience. As a result, the owners of over 100 homestays in the area are busily catering to the influx of guests during this time of the year. 宋耀天, CGTN.
Well, as spring unfolds its splendor, China's holiday season has seen a surge in diverse tourism experiences and array of choices. In the eastern province of Shandong, tourists can immerse themselves in unique local homestays and themed hotels, offering a delightful escape. Shandong has introduced a range of seasonal special products to enhance the experience for tourists, providing opportunities to savor the essence of spring outings, summer camping, autumn scenery, and winter sports. For enthusiasts of traditional Chinese culture, the city of Luoyang in Henan province offers an impressive cultural journey. Visitors there can indulge in ice cream bars shaped like local scenic spots, explore cultural and creative products inspired by ancient antiquities, and partake in the elegant Hanfu attire, truly immersing themselves in a rich tapestry of Chinese cultural interactions. All right, I want to get more on the Qingming Festival and what it means for consumption, what it means for travel and tourism here in China, and bring in Chen Jianghe, Chief Investment Officer at Novum RK Technologies. Jianghe, thanks for joining us. So look, the Qingming Festival, we know this is a very sacred time for the Chinese people because it is a time for honoring ancestors, but it's also known for its outdoor activities as well. So how do these traditions translate into specific consumption patterns during this very key period?
Yes, in China's tradition, Qingming is a special day for remembering the people who passed away. There are several traditions for this special day, such as burning papers, which is the local tradition of so-called sending money to the people to the netherworld, and visiting the tombs. In many cases, the latter resulting in a short trip to the countryside around the city, and has gradually evolved to a short-distance trip, especially in the modern era. Today, there are many people taking this chance to have a short break for their busy urban lives, so they visit the countryside nearby even when there is no tomb at all, and spend a few days in the countryside B&B and enjoy some natural view. So this short trip has also brought business opportunities for the rural economy. Meanwhile, since Qingming is a national holiday that lasts for 3 days, many people also plan a medium-range traveling to other cities.
Right, so tourism, like you mentioned often, it does see a spike during the Qingming holiday and the broader spring season as well. So what impact are you seeing the Qingming Festival having on tourism when it comes to local economies, as well as the pace of China's outbound tourism?
Well, the Qingming holiday lasts for 3 days, so when we talk about its impact on tourism, it is more focusing on the short-distance traveling. So it brought more money for the local economies, especially the local rural economy. Meanwhile, many people working in large cities also take these 3 days as a gap to go back to their hometown, thanks to the high-speed railroad. This can be a much easier task compared with a decade ago. On the other hand, when we talk about the outbound traveling, Qingming is also having a stimulus impact, especially to the countries that are close to China, like Japan, Malaysia, etc. However, Qingming is having a less impact on outbound traveling compared with the May Day holiday, which is supposed to come in within 1 month's time. The May Day holiday will be 5 days this year, and if you just use 3 annual holidays to link the previous weekend, you can get 9 straight days. This will mean a good chance to plan a long-distance traveling to another country.
And Jianghe, considering the unique cultural aspects of the Qingming Festival, what strategies can foreign businesses here in China employ to, I guess, respectfully engage with Chinese consumers during this culturally sensitive time?
Well, although Qingming is a relatively small holiday when we talk about consumption, but businesses are still doing things for their consumers. I can see some mobile apps have changed their background to green color, meaning the time for you to travel and enjoy the countryside. You know, the biggest opportunity for is traveling. And when we talk about foreign businesses, they have unique advantage with the outbound traveling. For example, the international flights, the global travel agency, etc. Currently, the outbound traveling of China is recovering gradually. According to the estimation, the number of people crossing the border of China will be around 1.8 million in this Qingming holiday, around 75% more than last year. And this means a lot for the companies working in this area.
All right, Jianghe, many thanks for your thoughts on that. Stay with us. We're going to come back to you in just a short moment. Well, the Qingming Festival is a prime season as well for China's tea farmers. The country is, of course, known for its diverse varieties of tea and its massive tea market. CGTN's Yang Jinghao visits a major tea plantation in southwest China's Yunnan province to learn more about the rapidly evolving tea industry over there.
It's harvest time for tea growers across China. Here in Shuangjiang, a county in southwest China's Yunnan province, newly emergent tea leaves bring hope to local farmers.
Shuangjiang's home to several ethnic minority groups. It's also a major producer of the renowned Pu'er tea. There are tens of thousands of ancient tea trees here. For example, this one is about 500 years old.
It seems easy, but picking tea leaves actually requires special techniques.
We usually pick the most tender part, and it's important to leave one leaf intact, as it encourages the tea tree's continued growth. Overpicking could impede its development.
It takes quite a few steps to fully process the leaves, from drying and frying them to rolling them into shape.
The main purpose of kneading and rolling is to break down the cells inside the tea leaves, releasing the aromatic substances contained within.
Shuangjiang boasts vast tea plantations spanning over 22,000 hectares, with more than 80% of the local population engaged in the industry. Last year, its tea products generated about $1.2 billion.
Our production last year totaled around 1.7 tons, with a value of 38 million yuan. Based on the rainfall in recent days, we anticipate this year's yield to exceed 2 tons, with value expected to surpass 40 million yuan.
Last year, the local government ventured into online sales via live streaming platforms, looking to increase incomes for farmers and companies.
We initiated live stream on August 16, and with over half a year, our sales have exceeded 17 million yuan. Currently, each four-hour session yields up to 500,000 yuan.
Experts say there's still significant growth potential in the region.
Standardization will be the priority, which means each stage should be standardized, from cultivation, harvesting, and primary processing to the making of different types, including pu'er tea, black tea, and white tea.
Next, the government says it plans to promote tea culture while using new technologies for the high-quality development of the industry. Yang Jinghao, CGTN, Shuangjiang County, Yunnan Province.
Well, capturing unforgettable travel moments has become increasingly convenient with smartphone cameras. However, for those seeking to encapsulate their travels in a truly artistic manner, professional services known as travel photography offer a compelling solution. This segment has experienced rapid growth in recent years, driven by escalating demand, spurred by higher incomes, the desire for customization, the influence of social media, and technological advancements. According to Chikes.com, that's an online data services company, the market size of travel photography services here in China reached approximately 30 billion yuan in 2021, serving over 2.5 million consumers. That consumer base is projected to expand to over 40 million by the year 2028. Now, typically, consumers of travel photography services are between the ages of 30 and 35, residing in first and second tier cities and enjoying a pretty decent income. So indeed, as the tourism market heats up, travel photography is emerging as this prominent new trend at scenic spots. In the resort city of Sanya in Hainan province, a significant surge in wedding photography is driving local consumption. Our correspondent Lin Wu has more.
Lu Xiaoqian works in early childhood education in Gansu. During the Qingming Festival holiday, she and her fiancé traveled to Sanya for her wedding photos, taking advantage of the occasion to enjoy themselves.
I've always longed for the seaside, so I chose to come to Sanya. I want to create my best memories here.
The business orders we receive in the first 3 months of the year have increased by about 10% compared to last year. The maximum can reach more than 20,000 a year.
Online searches for travel photography rose by 20% in February 2024 compared with last year. Among them, Sanya, Dali, Xiamen, Lijiang, and Xishuang Banna are the top destinations.
We've held over 10,000 weddings and provided wedding photography services for 200,000 couples in 2023. We've reached tourism revenue of 10 billion yuan and will continue to launch more high-quality products to meet more people's demands.
A new analysis for 2023 shows travel photography has become a distinct market in the Chinese tourism industry. Along with traditional wedding photography, more and more tourists are seeking travel photos, photos of parents with their children, and more. Lin Wo, Sansha Satellite TV in Hainan for CGTN.
Right, so travel photography, a potential growth point for China's tourism market. I want to bring back Chen Jiahe, CIO at Novum RK Technologies, to talk more about this phenomenon. Jiahe, we know, of course, China has a massive e-commerce market, huge digital platforms as well. So what role do social media platforms play in the rise of travel photography? How are these platforms, you think, really influencing consumer expectations as well as their experiences?
Well, I think we can say that without the social media platforms, over half of the travel photography will not be there. You know, one of the most important reasons for people to take pictures and videos is to share them. If we can't share them, then the incentive of traveling will be largely reduced. At the same time, sharing all these things on the internet also encourage more people to come. It spreads the information about the beautiful places. And with the information spread, more people will come. Finally, the big data program at the social media platform also helped out. Based on the data calculation, they can recommend the most attractive videos to people. And that attracts even more people to the travel photography.
And Jiahe, how can traditional businesses, especially those not directly related to photography, not directly related to tourism, how can these businesses really leverage the travel photography trend to drive stronger sales as well as to drive stronger customer engagement?
Today we've got a large consumption economy, and in fact, everyone is relating with each other in some way. So when the travel photography is at so large a scale, there are hardly many businesses that can stay out of this. For example, the mobile phone producer can find that a large part of their users now have stronger and stronger demand on camera. The mobile network provider can find there is an increasing demand of data stream on holidays, especially surrounding some tourism spots. This raises the demand toward a more stable and fast mobile network connection. The high-speed railroad and aviation company can find an increasing demand during holidays as well. How to fit this demand is also an important job for them. Even for companies that seems are not linking with this part of the economy at all, they can at least find a lot of advertisement opportunities. You know, this is a very rare chance to make advertisement when so many people are watching. So why miss this opportunity?
Yeah, a pretty distinct marketing channel indeed. Jiahe, always appreciate your thoughts. Chen Jiahe, Chief Investment Officer at Novum RK Technologies. Thank you.
Whether it's about your education, the home you live in, or the items you buy, your money has a story to tell. Because every business story is a human story. Global Business.
Well, Uganda says its tourism sector has fully recovered from the effects of COVID-19. Tourist arrivals surged some 56% in 2023 compared to the previous year. And this was largely driven by an increase in visitors from other parts of Africa in markets such as the UK, the US, and India. Our Isabel Nakiria has more.
The Entebbe Zoo is a glimpse of the species of wildlife found in Uganda's national parks. It's the first attraction for arriving tourists through the Entebbe International Airport, just a 10-minute drive away. The center has registered a remarkable improvement in tourist arrivals after the COVID-19 pandemic.
These exhibits are also named after the different protected areas. So you'll find Chidepo, you'll find Lake Mburu, Queen Elizabeth, and these particular exhibits also have the kind of species you would find when you visit those national parks. So somebody gets a proper feel of what lies in this beautiful country called Uganda.
The center also has endangered animals rescued from captivity or the wild. Visitors can learn about the plight of these animals. Visitor numbers to this zoo increased by 27% in 2023 compared to the previous year. The center has some of the unique animals that do not exist in Uganda's national parks. Authorities say this is what attracts many tourists to this place. The tourism ministry says the improvement in both visitor numbers and revenues shows efforts to revive the economy to pre-pandemic levels. The country expects to increase annual tourism revenue to about $1.9 billion from $1.4 billion during the pre-pandemic period. The number of tourists arriving by air shot up by 37% this year compared to 2022.
The biggest number of users of our facilities are tourists. Even someone who comes in to attend a conference, eventually the bulk of them end up being tourists because they visit tour attraction areas and they spend money in tourism sites. So the more passengers that we have, it is good for our tourism industry, but it also means that the economy, it contributes to the economy.
Tour agents argue the travel advisories issued due to security alerts place a negative image on the country and affect visitor numbers. They also want the government to increase their efforts to market the country abroad if they are to realize better returns in the sector. Isabel Nakiria, CGTN Entebbe, Uganda.
And with that, we're going to wrap up this edition of Global Business here on CGTN. I'm Michael Wong here in Beijing. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again next time.